Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to talk about Moderna, shall we? The pharmaceutical company Moderna. Because I think it's interesting that the one thing I think we can all agree upon is that the big winners of the COVID era have been the large pharmaceutical companies producing so-called COVID vaccines. And Moderna is one of them. And obviously, they've made absolute fortunes from it. They've got their products in the global distribution. People are taking their products not just once, twice, three, four, maybe five times. It's been unbelievable. All age groups taking their products. It's been an absolute bonanza for the pharmaceutical companies, of which obviously Moderna is one. But Moderna has recently said it's going to charge $130 for a shot of its COVID vaccine. $130 per shot. Now, taxpayers through the US government gave $2.5 billion to develop the Moderna vaccine. So in other words, the development costs of this so-called vaccine were carried exclusively by the US government. It said that it costs roughly $3 to produce a shot. Okay? So they're wanting to sell the jabs for $130 a shot, so making themselves roughly $127 per shot. It's unbelievable amounts of money being made by Moderna. And to me, this is essentially all criminal, but the government's implicated as well. So the government entirely funds the research and the development for the mRNA treatments. And then the drug companies get people to take them by the billion. And then the drug companies turn around and say, right, it's $130 a shot. And you're going to have to need a shot because you're going to have to need one every 6 months because it's so dangerous. It's an incredible business model, you have to say, but it's immoral. And obviously, it enriches particular companies, of Moderna being a prime example, similarly Pfizer. But it's just, I don't know how they can justify it, you know. But then again, I'm not going to be too excited about them charging $130 for a jab, because if that's what the end customer has to pay, maybe that's a good thing because it'll put them off. I'd like to think so anyway. Would you really pay $130 for something that could cripple you, give you myocarditis, give you Bell's palsy, give you a stroke, kill you? Would you really pay $130 for that? If you did, if you would, then you probably should take it, because I'm thinking humanity is probably going to benefit from your exit from it. Or alternatively, will the government pick up the $130 for the vaccine? That may be the case. So in other words, the government's fully funded the development of the vaccine, and now the government's going to fully fund the price that Moderna charge for selling the vaccine from 2023 and beyond. All in a vaccine, by the way, remember, keep this figure in your head. It's cost about $3 to make a shot of it. So $3 to make a shot of it, being sold for $130. It's going to mean the financial good times just keep on rolling for Moderna. Let's not worry about the side effects. Let's not worry about the people whose lives have been irredeemably changed in some horrible ways because they trusted Moderna, along with Pfizer and the other big jab companies. They believed that the thing that they're taking was going to do them some good, when in fact the reality is it seems to do an awful lot of harm. But that doesn't matter to the balance books of these large pharmaceutical companies. They will make absolute fortunes. They will be as rich as Kreos himself, King Kreos. The monies are enormous. But ordinarily, you know, when you have large amounts of money being made, you also get an awful lot of corruption. That's a life lesson. So you got to ask yourself, I wonder just where is the corruption here and how does it work? For example, the government funded the Moderna vaccine. Did any government officials benefit in some ways? Well, we'll never probably know, but I suspect there is a possibility that might have been the case. And not just in the US, of course, as well, but all around the world, governments and those both within the government and around the government and outside the government, they benefit as well. You see, as you always say, follow the money. Well, when you follow the money when it comes to these COVID vaccines, it leads you down a number of rabbit holes. It leads you into the corrupt political swamp. It leads you into the political, into the media swamp. It leads you into the endorsers, you know, the celebrities, the influencers, all these swamps of people who will happily sell their soul in order to get some of the loot that surrounds the so-called vaccine. And that's why, as I say, in this instance, you can see the numbers are really obscene. But I'm sure the people who work for Pfizer and Moderna, who have shares in Moderna, they'll be very, very happy at this extremely lucrative income stream. And to hell with humanity. Thanks for listening.